Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8:45, quarter till 9. I'm going to tell you what, in a blink of an eye, Saints will be done with the OTAs, and then they'll be dismissed. They'll be back for the training camp in Metairie, and we on with the regular season, and it's going to be August before you know it. Jeff Nowak joins us now, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content. What is it, Jeff? Digital content, what are you?
whatever. You know,
producer, digital producer, that's what you are. How you doing, all right?
I'm doing good. How about you, Tommy?
I'm okay. Let's talk about, I see you got a story at WWL.com, a lot of content, digital content at WWL.com from Jeff Nowak, but about Bobby Hebert saying that the Saints are looking like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, you know, I'd agree with Bobby on that front. You know, one of the things that you wonder about when you change head coaches, especially when you change head coaches to a first-time head coach, the youngest head coach in the NFL, is it going to look like that? You know, are you going to go out there and kind of see people not knowing what to do, you know, inefficiently run practices? And we just haven't seen that at all. You would think that this was a guy who's been running practices his entire life, and he kind of has. I mean, we talk about head coaches, if it's completely different from a coordinator role, and it's really not. It's just that you are in charge of everybody as opposed to just one side of the ball. But no, I think that's been one of the more impressive things about what we've seen so far, is it's just everything's been fast paced. You know, these OTA practices are only about, you know, an hour, maybe 75 minutes. And at least what we see on the field, there's a lot more that's done behind the scenes. And the amount of work they've been getting in these sessions is impressive. You know, so guys are just running from station to station. No one's looking around trying to figure out what they're supposed to be doing. The coaching staff, who was mostly just thrown together this year, you know, obviously there's a good number of people that were with the Eagles that Kellen has worked with previously. But, you know, in large part, it's a new staff. You know, everyone seems to know what they're supposed to be doing. And I think that's an indicator that the planning that goes into these practices is a lot, you know. And I even asked, you know, Kellen about, so they put jersey numbers, or not jersey numbers, they always have jersey numbers. They put names on the back of the jerseys. And, you know, I think that's just another kind of, okay, he's very particular about how practices run. It's simpler to be able to just see the name on the jersey than try to remember, oh, who's in 34 now, who's in 71. So I think that's interesting. And, you know, as we go into camp and things get a little bit more intense, that's a good sign, because, you know, you don't want to be wasting anyone's time in these practices.
Yeah, I'm getting excited just hearing you talk about Kellen Moore and the difference, because it is going to be the first time in a long time. It's not the Sean Payton, Dennis Allen thing, right? And I mean, this could be, especially when we get the quarterback position, we'll get there in a second, this could be a completely new product. Thoughts?
Yeah, it's going to look a lot different, right? You know, and whether that's on offense or defense, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes. You're going to have a young quarterback. You're going to have, you know, a new scheme on both sides of the ball. You're going to be running a 3-4 defense for the first time in however long. So you're going to see guys like Cam Jordan dropping into coverage in practices, and that's just not something that we're used to seeing.
How's he look dropping into coverage, by the way?
Yeah, mixed results. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's his forte.
He's not going to be a cornerback, right? He's not going to be a cornerback.
No. And Kellen has made a point to be like, hey, these defensive ends are out there to rush the passer. Like, if you can drop into coverage, great, but that's not really your job. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how that group kind of coalesces. It's kind of a discovery thing. And I think this year, more than most, you're going to see people win jobs in camp as they kind of prove what they're able to do. You know, a guy like Chase Young, like how is he? Can he play on the weak side? Can he play on the strong side? Cam Jordan, Carl Granderson, guys who have played in the system under Dennis Allen forever now kind of get to show their wares. A couple of those guys have lost some weight, so they're a little bit more fluid at that position. They don't have to be as bulky as a 4-3 defensive end. But it's exciting. It's, you know, I don't know how the season's going to go, right? It could go poorly, but I don't think that you need to win 10 games, 12 games, and go to the NFC Championship for this season to be a success. So that kind of opens up a lot more interesting opportunities and conversations.
Complacent would certainly not be a word that you would apply to the team and the practices so far.
No. There's a lot of work being done, and you know, they're invested. It's easy for me to sit here and say, like, what's the ceiling of this team? You know, they're going out there every day, you know, and expecting to win a lot of games this season. You have veteran players, you know, a few of them we haven't seen yet because they haven't been at OTAs. But, you know, it's an interesting group because it's a very young group, but it's offset by a very strong group of veterans who you would expect to kind of raise the floor of this team, right? Like Tyrann Mathieu, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan. These guys aren't going out there like, we'll see what, you know, we'll worry about next year. Like, they might only have 1 year left. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're not going to let any of these young guys just kind of coast. And I think that's what you want as a team. Like, I've seen some folks be like, hey, move on from all the veterans. Let's just do a youth movement everywhere. And I don't think that benefits you. You know, yes, Cam Jordan might not be the Cam Jordan of 5 years ago, but he's still a guy I want in that room, right? Same with Tyrann Mathieu, same with DeMario Davis. If they get supplanted by a young player, fantastic. But if they're not, then that means the young players need to step it up.
Let me sneak a break in here, Jeff. Jeff will pick it up when we come back, talk about quarterback. Somebody texted in, Tommy, if you recall, the Saints looked pretty damn good for the first two games last season. And then I think that's a false comparison. I think that's apples and oranges. I don't think you can compare this year to last year at all in any way, shape, or form. We'll talk about quarterbacks. We come back, 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8:56, 4 till 9, talking to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital producer. I know Buddy D, wherever he is calling me a squirrel right now, but I would say if the Saints were ever going to change their unis, now would probably be the time to do it. It's just turn the page, but that's not going to happen. Let's talk about the quarterback position. At what point do you think we'll know, or what have you seen so far, and then what are you looking for in OTAs, Jeff?
Yeah, so far we've seen a lot of 7-on-7 work, and that's going to continue through minicamp. We're going to be out there for all 3 days of practice this week. I don't expect to see an 11-on-11 full team session. Mm-hmm. So we're going to continue to see. We need to see these guys keep making good decisions, get the ball out quickly. I'd like to see Tyler Shuck be a little bit more aggressive. I think he's kind of avoided the middle of the field to this point, and I think that's just a young quarterback thing to do. Things move a little quicker mm-hmm. in the middle of the field. It's safer throws to the outside the numbers. So that's kind of what I want to see, but that's really all we're going to get, you know, and we won't really know anything until training camp. I would expect, you know, it's going to go down to at least the second preseason game before you get a good picture of where things are at, just because it's going to be a legitimate competition. I know some folks will be out there be like, they're going to go for Tyler Shuck because he's Kellen Moore's guy. I don't think that's how they're approaching it. I think this is going to be a legitimate competition. They're going to grade it, and we're going to see how it goes. I think both guys have looked capable. If I had to pick a guy right now, it would be Spencer Rattler, but that's just because he has experience at the NFL level and he looks like it. I think for Spencer, you want to see him continue to kind of look like that confident guy who you feel like can go out there and win a game at the NFL level. And for Tyler, I think you need to see him continue to kind of add to his bag and show what he has. It's exciting either way. Like, we're going to go into this training camp period, and we're going to have something that we can really sink our teeth into and watch and grade and have conversations about. So that's fun.
This is a two-man race, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, Jake Haener hasn't been able to throw yet. He has a really strong history with Kellen Moore. His brother, Kirby Moore, was Jake's offensive coordinator at Fresno State. They run similar offenses. Jake has known Kellen since, like, 2017. So there is familiarity there. He's not going to be thrown out of the competition. But it is hard to envision a three-way quarterback competition really playing out throughout camp.
There aren't enough reps to go around, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's just not that many reps. And, you know, I think two people have to rise to the top at a certain point, whether that's on the first day of training camp or midway through. I think that's what's going to happen.
Real quick, has one looked more careless with the football than the other or more careful with the football than the other?
I think they've both been pretty careful with the ball, and I think that's, you know, at a certain point I'd like to see them get a little bit more aggressive, mm-hmm. But right now I think they're pretty even in that regard.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it as always. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, digital producer, our content producer, and we'll be talking to him as OTAs and training camp and everything else progresses. Americans spend about $38 billion annually on self-storage units, and as I drive around, I see some construction underway, and it amazes me that it's another self-storage unit, and that makes me wonder how much crap can people have, and why are they willing to spend $38 billion annually to keep it when they rarely look at it? We're going to talk about clutter and divesting yourself, all of this stuff and more when we come back. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.